Hello, and welcome to Season 5 of Human Awareness, the official podcast for High Global, where we take you on a journey through love, intimacy, and sexuality. I'm your host, Haya, and I'm inviting our guests to open their hearts and their experience so we can all learn together. Okay, with that out of the way, let's roll tape on our interview. Hello, and welcome back to a slightly experimental episode of Human Awareness. A few weeks ago, I went to a high workshop, and in the entertainment section of the workshop, something really special happened. My friend Jennifer DeRuff read a story, and it moved me really, really deeply. And the whole room was kind of there in stunned silence at the end of the story before erupting in raucous applause. And I overheard a whole bunch of people telling her that this story, you know, had a deep impact on them, and that it was such a beautiful metaphor for the work they were doing, that I asked Jennifer if she would be willing to just tell the story as an episode of this podcast. So we're going to try it. I invited her to come and speak into my microphone. And without further ado, here is Jennifer DeRuff with her story.
This is a story about home renovation. Many years ago, I left home searching for something. Even though it was painted to look like other houses in the neighborhood, I wasn't comfortable there. Anywhere I went, I found that I couldn't stay. I'd return, hole up for a while, maybe update things a bit, then eventually head out again, still trying to find a true home out there. Sometimes I'd invite others in. Some stayed a while. I even helped them remodel to their taste. Before they left, a few graffitied tags of not enough, too sensitive, or angry, using corrosive paint that ate its way in and couldn't be painted over. The place was cluttered, dilapidated. Long years of neglect took their toll. Little wonder that I sought comfort elsewhere. Finally, after leaving a place I had wanted to stay in forever, I trudged back. For a while, I just sat in the mess, longing for the place I'd left, dismayed at the work that was in front of me. Maybe I could just leave again. Instead, I got to work. The place was a wreck. The caustic graffiti had etched deep scars. The power was out, and the water turned off. The foundation was shaky. A whole family of ghosts, little girls of all ages, and their parents, was causing mischief. I started by turning on the waterworks. In the fireplace, I found a tiny ember, miraculously still glowing. Bit by bit, I coaxed it into a small fire, and the power came back on. In the attic, I found piles of inherited or acquired stuff. Stuff I didn't even remember or know I had. I began clearing it out. I washed everything as I went, discarding what didn't belong. The fire in the fireplace grew. Don't get me started on what I found in the basement. I held a séance to connect with the ghosts. Mom and Dad were lovingly sent on their way, but the little girls wanted to stay around. Some were sweet and playful, others hurt, scared, or angry at having been left behind. I welcomed them all. I listened to know their stories, and now sometimes at night we sit around the fire together. I strengthened the foundation and cut out the graffiti damage. I burned it in the fireplace, then found funky, brightly colored ways to patch that enhanced my house's eclectic beauty. It was becoming a place I wanted to be. I replaced the imposing, rotted fence with a garden gate. I planted trees and flowers that attracted butterflies, bees, and hummingbirds. At last, I have a place fully my own, a home I can be proud of. It requires ongoing maintenance. What home doesn't? Occasionally, a pipe will burst or something will go haywire, but now I have tools and can get the help I need to repair things. Inside is a temple and a sanctuary. There is room for all the ghosts and me. I tend the fire, and a divine couple has taken up residence. At night, they lie in front of the fire, talking, laughing, and making love. They are home. You are welcome, too, if you treat me and my home with respect and remember that you are a guest. Most importantly, I am finally home.
Thank you so much for joining us for our episode today. If you like the topics of the High podcast, check out our workshops. We do them online and in person. Learn more on high.org. That is HAI.org. See you soon.